The Geek Spin, episode 37, Unemployed Browncoat Puppets, for Monday, August 22nd, 2011. Taylor's job and shove it, ain't working here no
more. Take this job and shove it, I ain't working here no more. I'm working here no more, I've been working for.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.
Correctly with the correct amount.
Howdy. Welcome back to the Geek Spin. I'm your host, Brad Boyer. And, as you may have guessed by that little clip there in the pre-show, it has been of a bit of an interesting week, shall we say, here at the Geek Spin. After almost 9 years at the same job, I was laid off earlier this week. Now, granted, I'm a little luckier than some. I've got a fairly nice severance package that kind of takes a sting out of things a little bit and gives me some time to find something else. But, well, it was still quite a stunning blow, especially after being there so long. And right before Dragon Con, no less. Yes, I said Dragon Con, so take a drink. Oh, wait, that's my other shows. Anyhow, all crapness aside, let's get on with the show and kick off with a song that is somewhat fitting for my current employment situation. Here is song number one, I Never Go to Work, by Nuclear Bubble Wrap. And after that, I'll return with a story of how the relaunch of the Geek Spin almost didn't happen, thanks to the ineptitude of my local ISP. Okay, so remember how I said earlier that the relaunch of the Geek Spin almost didn't happen thanks to my internet service provider? Well, buckle up, folks. This story is going to be a doozy. You see, I got an offer a while back to upgrade our service here to a faster speed. And, of course, being the geek boy I am, I naturally went for it. Well, let's just say that I really wish that Louisville, Kentucky had a realistic alternative to InSight Communications. The install has been flaky from day one. The original tech broke my old router when he dropped it during the service call. and the router they replaced it with really wasn't worth a box of rocks. I got fed up with their BS and went out and bought a new Vizio router, which after going around and around and around, they finally reimbursed me for. After all that headache, things finally worked okay-ish. I didn't notice a huge jump in the speed that they had promised, but I kind of chalked that up to overhype, as I did get a little bit of a bump in speed. Things went pretty swimmingly for a while after that, with only the occasional outage, usually fixed by a quick power cycle of the modem and the router. All that changed when the Fancy Pants new high-speed modem crapped out. It took nearly an act of Congress to get a tech out. But they finally arrived, said the modem was dead, and there was an issue with the line outside. However, in their favor, they did leave a new modem and were able to get my old modem working with a slower speed while they were supposedly working on the lines outside. What they didn't do was give any sort of an estimate when full service would be restored, only saying, "Keep trying to hook up the new modem. You'll know full service is restored when it works." That's not exactly the kind of words you want to hear from a company that you pay a crap ton of money to each month. Well, after a day or two, I tried hooking the new modem back up, and lo and behold, it worked. Well, for a few days anyway. I came home one day, only to find that the second new modem had died as well. I went round and around for a couple of days with Insight, trying to get someone out here at a time when I would be home. And finally that happened, and not one, but two service vans pulled up to the apartment. Apparently one was for the business line that my girlfriend Christina uses for her work from home office, and the second was for the residential line, the one that I mainly use. Both techs came in and inspected the wiring inside and didn't find any issues. Apparently the original tech had noted that problems mostly stem from our wiring inside. The tech inspected the wiring at the main box outside the apartment and found a number of issues, as well as damaged equipment further down the street at the main junction box. After a bit of work, these guys finally had things back up and running, but it only took a number of service calls, hours on the phone, several adult beverages, and far, far more patience for customer service runaround bullshit than I could ever normally have. Now, if you guys experienced anything like that, please write in or call in and let me know. So I didn't really mean to go on so long, you guys, but once I build up a head of steam, I just keep going. I know it wasn't exactly an earth-shattering kaboom, but it sure seems like it when you're a geek and want to get your podcasts out. Anyway, so how about I just shut the hell up and play song number 2, Serenity, by the great Luke Ski. And man, I could have used a little serenity after that ordeal.
This landing is going to get pretty interesting.
Define interest.
Oh God, we're all going to die?
This is the captain. We have a little problem with our entry sequence, so we may experience some slight turbulence and then explode.
Driving a firefly, such a hassle. Getting yelled at my mail, he's the king of the castle. Meanwhile, Jane wants to chuck his grenades from the store, and when he runs out, he'll have to buy more. Let's be bad guys, do some feverish, he'll sense any deceiver. The poor river is naive, or psychic powers felt the reaver. So we leave there with our cash bounty. Thanks to River and Simon who hide on Serenity. Serenity is where they gotta live. They're on the lam like drifter orphans. Meanwhile, the enemy is called the operative, and he's been to the desert, no remorse and no name. A horse opera that's played across the stars. Should have paid off the twins and then rolled out till River doled out bruises and scars. When she goes cuckoo for fruity odie bars.
I swallowed a bug and ate it, is what River said, but now I'm afraid I'll get terminated like the Sarah Connor Chronicle.
Come on, a year now, I ain't had nothing. Twix my nethers weren't run on batteries.
Oh, God, I can't know that.
I could stand to hear a little more.
Mr. Universe talking on the radio says the whole damn verse is a reality show. Uncovering the numbers in the air that made her flip. Jane and Mal started to argue about who will run the Goran ship. Well, he can't notice he's an anagram. Wearing R of that V, she is of peace. Always can I face OP, bomb and flee. They escape from that dollhouse onto Serenity, Serenity. And for a battle loss, it's got a crew of unsung saviors. Zop says that River Tam is just an albatross. And no, you don't get any wafers with it. The mystery that River's head contains is answered by passing by Reavers, which is the biggest fear of Jane's, because all they want to do is eat your brains.
I want a pony and the plastic rocket. Buddha, please. I aim to misbehave, so suck it.
Shepherd book, I believe. A whole planet laid down and said their goodnights. Nobody even read them their Miranda rights. So we brought on a war. I'm a leaf on the wind. Watch how I soar. Crash land Serenity. When we saw River dance, it was a graceful fight to watch. Through Joss Whedon made the flick, he got a second chance. And then, oh my god, he killed Watch, you bastard!
The operative saw world without sin. After Captain hammered his face in, set off a space with all of his friends. And we finally got some closure in the end. I am a leaf on the wind, watch how I soar.
Just can't beat a good brown coat song, can ya? Speaking of which, the Can't Stop the Serenity screenings are going on. If there's a screening in your area, go check out the fun. Kinda wish there was one here in the Louisville area, cause man, I would love to see Serenity on the big screen again. You know, it's getting to be about time to close things out here. I've gabbed on far too long, and dang it, I'm thirsty and could really use a root beer. But before I close out with a recap and song number 3, here's how you can help me out and be a part of the Geek Spin as well. If you have a geeky spin or a rant on a subject like I did earlier, or like Jen and Brian have in previous episodes, please drop a line or send an MP3 to thegeekspin@podculture.net or call the voicemail line 502-233-SPIN. That's 502-233-7746. Or hey, if you just want to say hi, that's great too. Having some more voices on the show would be fantastic. Well, that about wraps it up for this episode of the Geek Spin. Please be sure to vote for your favorite song from this episode over at the website, thegeekspin.com. Here's the quick recap. Song number 1, I Never Go to Work by Nuclear Bubble Wrap. Song number 2, Serenity by the great Luke Ski. And then finally, the song I'll close out the show on, song number 3, Bert's No Good by Robert Lund and Spaff.com. Please be sure to check out each artist and their other great music with the links to their websites in the show notes for this episode. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
1, 2, 3, 3. I like to go.
When I was a young boy, out that I'm getting older, so much older. I've learned the place ain't so sweet. Elmo's hooked on glue. Bob's in rehab too. Lord knows just what Grover went through, baby, to turn him blue. But here's the worst of all. Bert's no good. Even Ernie says that Bert's no good. Sometimes Oscar's misunderstood, but baby, Bert's no good. He don't practice safe sex or religion. He hides explosives in that unibrow of his, yeah. I caught him once doing the pigeon. I snuck it up on Figgy Fizz. I saw in plain view his Charlie Sheen tattoo. He's on the Muppet News Flash News, baby, assaulting Winnie the Pooh. He's quite the yellow one. Bert's no good. Even monsters say that Bert's no good. Sometimes Snuffy bitch likes Big Bird, but baby, Bert's no good. That's not oatmeal he's brewing. And don't you dare leave crumbs in bed, yeah. And don't ask what he's doing upstairs with all those bottle caps all day long. Bottle caps all day long. Bert's no good. Even Yoda says that
no good Bert is.
Oh, sometimes rhymes no don't work Bert like is. They should. The point is, Bert's no good. Bert's no good. Everybody knows that Bert's no good. Sometimes Kermit shoots up in the hood.